You're listening to SBS News.
Goat Island is a familiar sight for Sydneysiders and the many visitors who enjoy Sydney Harbour each year. One of 13 islands within the Sydney Harbour National Park, it has an especially significant place in the heart of Indigenous Australians who know it as Meemel. Now, Meemel is being returned to its First Nations traditional owners. Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council Deputy Chair Yvonne Weldon says the island has always been special for Aboriginal people.
The spirituality of this island, I don't know how any of you can not feel it, because it is amazing. The fact that it has stood the test of time in such a beautiful way, that if you even standing here with the amount of nature friends that have come here to witness as well, it's so long overdue. It's so important for us to be able to get this right.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the transfer has been a long time coming.
This has been stuck in the too hard basket for way too long. I mean, this is the jewel in the crown on Sydney's harbour, and it's just sat here in a dormant way for many years, decades.
The lack of maintenance on the island over the years means there's now a lot of cleaning up to do. There are more than 30 buildings on the island, the earliest dating back to 1830 and the most recent having been built in the 1960s. The state government is putting $43 million over 4 years towards the repair bill. For the New South Wales Aboriginal Affairs Minister Ben Franklin, that expenditure is entirely appropriate. He says the project will be a collaboration between national parks and the Indigenous community.
This will be done through a transfer committee, the Meemel Transfer Committee, which will have a majority of Aboriginal people on it, utterly appropriately, which has got been approved by the Metropolitan Lands Council, something that is critically important, because we need to do this every step of the way in genuine collaboration and partnership with Aboriginal people.
The committee that will be responsible for restoring Meemel will have a long to-do list. Sea walls and buildings need to be fixed, access to the wharf improved, water and sewage services upgraded, and contaminants like asbestos safely removed. And the Premier says that as the island is restored, he hopes to see Meemel become a centrepiece in the telling of Indigenous and colonial history.
The creation story of Sydney, which sits right here, and the meaning of the dreaming that this has for our First Nations people, and also the colonial history that sits here. People who were prisoners on this island. There was a bloke who was chained to a rock just down the way there for weeks. And the history here and the heritage has never been told. And the opportunity this has to really tell our First Nations story, our colonial history.
Yvonne Weldon says the transfer, taking place in National Reconciliation Week, already reflects what the island has always meant for Aboriginal people.
This island brings together my people and you, just as it has been done for generations and generations of Eora. The clans from all across the Eora came together here, and we are continuing that here today.
Deborah Grook, SBS News.